Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the place where we bring you the facts, the fun, and the occasional witty remark about the weather, of course. Today, we've got a lineup packed with community updates, exciting events, and local sports action. From the latest on efforts to address homelessness to an RSVP deadline you don't want to miss. Plus, a quilt show that's stitching together history and artistry. We've got you covered. And of course, we'll check in on the slopes because, let's be honest, you're either already up there or you're just looking for an excuse to call in sick tomorrow. Buckle up, grab a snack, and let's get into it. The Eastern Sierra Continuum of Care is developing a strategic plan to address homelessness in our region. They are inviting community members to provide input to help shape this important initiative. Starting tomorrow, they will be hosting community meetings and lived experience focus groups. Food and refreshments will be provided. Your participation can make a difference in creating effective solutions for those experiencing homelessness in our area. For more information on how to get involved, please visit their official website. And for more information on the events themselves, please visit easternsierranow.com. The Inyo Associates will hold their February meeting in Independence next week. They look forward to celebrating President's Day with the community and sharing information on recent events in the area to keep everyone up to date. This event is $25 per person and includes the cost of a delicious meal of old-fashioned pot roast, cherry dessert, and so much more. If you're planning to attend, please note that the RSVP deadline is this Wednesday. Timely responses are appreciated to ensure adequate preparations for the event. For more details and to confirm your attendance, please visit their official website. Attention business owners! You want everyone in the Eastern Sierra to see your business? Well, guess what? They're already looking at this space. Snag a prime banner ad spot on Eastern Sierra Now and get your brand deals or latest news in front of thousands of locals and visitors alike. You can expect large visibility with small town charm and zero effort on your part. Did you hear that? Zero effort on your part. It's the best part, right? Advertise smarter, right here, right now. Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com to claim your spot. Do it right now. Pause the news. Go do that. The Calico Quilters of Bishop are showcasing their craftsmanship at the Laws Railroad Museum over Memorial Day weekend. This exhibit offers a unique opportunity to appreciate the artistry and tradition of quilting in our community. Extra activities are available for kids, and we hope that those interested can take it a step further and support the Calico Quilters because they do so much for our community, including providing $1,500 worth of scholarships to Bishop High School students. For more information on exhibit dates and times, please visit easternsierranow.com. Calling all pizza lovers! Who serves up the cheesiest, crispiest, most drool-worthy pizza in the Bishop and Mammoth area? We need your vote. From classic pepperoni perfection to Wild Mountain-inspired creations, we're on a mission to crown the true pizza king of the Eastern Sierra. The current leaders are Giovanni's in Mammoth and Upper Crust in Bishop, but anything can change in the next 2 weeks. Look at the burger poll. Up to the last hour, things were changing. So we need your vote. Everyone counts. Here's your instructions, so be sure to listen carefully. This is how you do it. Try them, judge them, vote for them. I know that's complicated, but I believe in you guys. Click the banner on the Eastern Sierra Now website or use the link in the description below to cast your vote and support your favorite local pie slinger. I've been called that once or twice. Let's look at what events are taking place this week, starting off with Equine Youth Therapy at the Arena on Diaz and Bishop. This event, presented by Toyabe Youth Prevention, takes place every Monday starting at 3 p.m. and offers a chance for individuals aged 11 through 18 to reduce stress and improve communication skills. Also tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly Open Mic Mondays with acts starting at 6 p.m. Get out there and show everyone your singing prowess. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a power lunch discussing social media as a business asset at the Harmony Brazilian Steakhouse, starting at 12 p.m. Speaker Joseph Bogorad is a local real estate expert who has personally seen the benefits of using social media for business. If you're interested, be sure to reserve your spot ahead of time. Also tomorrow, the Let's Do Business Better classes led by Zinnia McLaughlin will continue at C5 Art Studio starting at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out the C5 Art Studios website for more information on the class. C5 Art Studios is also hosting another showing of Live Full, Die Well, a film series exploring life, death, and the human experience starting at 6 p.m. This event is offered on a sliding scale, so visit the website for more details. Lastly, Mammoth Brewing is hosting their weekly trivia contest tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. This event is a great way to show what you know and maybe win some prizes to show off to your friends. So good news, snow lovers. Mammoth is serving up 67 inches of skier-packed powder. That's right, the good stuff. 177 out of 178 trails are open, which means unless you were gunning for that one closed run, RIP, you've got the whole mountain to play with. 23 lifts are spinning, ready to whisk you up to the goods. Today's forecast, clear skies, a little breeze to keep things interesting, and that crisp mountain air that makes your coffee steam extra dramatic. The latest storm left behind a fresh canvas, so groomers are silky smooth, and if you venture into the trees, you might just find some secret stashes waiting for you. You looking for a cruiser? Solitude to Old Comeback off Gold Rush Express, that's Chair 10, is calling your name. Long, mellow, and perfect for soaking it all in. But don't wait too long. The next storm is rolling in later this week. So bundle up, grab your pass, I said pass, and get up here before Mother Nature shakes the snow globe again. The countdown is on. Memorial Day weekend might feel far away, but Mule Days will be here before you can say, whoa, mule. Actually, you know, in honor of Mule Days, let's test your mule-related knowledge. Now, this is a must-know subject. Here's your question. What's the record for the longest mule jump? Is it 5 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet, or mules don't jump? They just sit there and judge you, like my ex-wife. Drop your answer in the comments, and while you're at it, start planning your trip. Book those tickets and get ready for the wildest, most mule-tastic weekend of the year. Let's move on to our sports segment, proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill in Bishop. It's time to break out the highlights, folks. The Bishop Broncos varsity girls basketball team took care of business against Cal City, locking in a 37-19 victory. Let's talk stats, because this squad put in work. Faye Spoonhunter, all over the court. 5 points, 5 boards, 1 assist, 3 steals. Basically a defensive nightmare for Cal City. Annalie Guerrero lit up the scoreboard with 8 points, while Kristen Allen led the charge with 10 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Someone get her a cape because she was everywhere. Serenity Limon added another 6 points, while Jasmine Gonzalez chipped in 4 points, and Kayla Mitchell was swiping everything in sight. 3 steals to go with her 2 points. Lanaya Lambert and Ellie Boyd also made their presence known, keeping the Broncos in control. Bottom line, the Broncos played tough, shared the ball, and shut down Cal City when it mattered. And speaking of great teamwork, Back Alley Bowl and Grill knows all about coming through in the clutch. Whether you're celebrating a win or just hungry for a burger that won't miss, they've got you covered. Congrats, Broncos. Keep the momentum rolling. Let's have a look at the weather today, February 10th. Sunshine is on the menu today, with a high of 54 and a low of 24. It's the kind of day that would make you question why you even stay indoors. Like, seriously, why am I even here? Tomorrow, February 11th, the sun continues its residency, but don't be fooled. Afternoon winds will remind you it's still February. High of 55, low of 28. Hold on to your hats, folks. Wednesday, February 12th, expect partially sunny skies through the day. Possibility of snow in the evening. Highs around 52. Lows near 30. It's like Mother Nature just couldn't make up her mind, so she gave us a bit of everything. Mammoth Lakes, today, February 10th, chilly yet sunny day with a high of 38, low of 13. That's a brisk 13. Perfect for those who enjoy their sunshine with a side of frostbite. Tomorrow, February 11th, partly sunny skies accompanied by a breezy chill. Highs 34, lows 21. Some snow and rain showers are possible throughout the day. It's one of those days that says layer up, but don't forget your sunglasses. February 12th, expect some morning showers giving way to cloudy skies. Highs of 40, lows of 20. Expect some snow in the afternoon. Predicted to add 5 to 8 inches to our wonderful winter wonderland. Time to perfect that snow angel technique. Ain't that right, Amy? Stay warm, stay safe, and remember, in the Eastern Sierra, if you don't like that weather, just wait 5 minutes. It'll change. And that's all for today's edition of ESN News. Remember, if you want to stay in the know about everything happening in the Eastern Sierra, make sure to follow us on social media and subscribe so you never miss a beat. Come on, be one of the cool kids. Got a story, tip, an event, just an opinion on where to find the best après ski snack? Drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, stay warm, stay informed. And if you're heading up the mountain, may your powder be fresh and your lift lines be short. Namaste.